In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. We're looking at Romans 8. I'm going to take the first verse for a second, and then I'm going over to the 11th verse. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, no condemnation. The Lord does not condemn. Never, ever, ever. For those who walk after the Spirit, there is no condemnation. No condemnation. The Lord does not condemn. He convicts us of sin, but never condemnation. We are never to be under torment, never to be under this excessive fear, because He is a forgiver, and He loves us. And He just points out our sin so that we can drop it and let go. And if you don't believe me, look at St. Paul's conversion. He killed Christians, and he wasn't tormented. The Lord said, "Why do you persecute me?" And you know what? That light went into his heart, and the darkness was overcome by that light that day on the Damascus Road. I tell you, the glory of God came upon him, and he sought forgiveness, and forgiveness came to him. And the Lord didn't say, "Why did you kill Stephen? Why did you kill those people? Why did you put people in jail?" The Lord never said that. He just said, "Why are you persecuting me?" Because to persecute the body of Christ, the church, is to persecute Jesus Christ. Now listen. Let's go to verse 11. "But if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you..." We heard this yesterday. If you were listening at Mass, you heard this yesterday. "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you." My Lord, this is a very interesting scripture. I've never heard anyone speak on it, and I've never spoken on it. That if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead, okay, we want to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ was taken down from the cross. We want to remember that He is the life. We want to remember that they took Him down very rapidly because it was the Sabbath day, and it was also the Passover. And so they took Him down rapidly, they cleaned His body rapidly, and they had a borrowed tomb and Joseph of Arimathea, and they placed the dead body of Jesus on this marble slab, and they closed the tomb after they wrapped up the body of the Lord in linen cloths, okay? Now, our Lord Jesus Christ is completely dead. There's no one as dead as Jesus because He's the life. And it says, "If the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the Holy Spirit raised up Jesus from the dead, and if He dwells in you, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in the believer, He that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies." Quicken your mortal bodies. In other words, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit wants to quicken your mortal body into full capacity. That it be the temple of the Holy Spirit, that it do the things that need to be done, that God use you in this body. You know, not only does the Lord care about the spiritual things, okay? He cares about my body. That's why when someone is sick, you go to the best hospital. You don't go to a dog hospital. You don't go to a little hospital. You go to the best hospital because you belong to the Lord and you need the best. You don't play around with these doctors that don't know anything. You go to the doctor that at least has a reputation. The Holy Ghost dwells within your body, and He will quicken your body to health. And we pray He does that for Anna Mae right now in California, that all that bleeding stop in the name of Jesus, that He quicken that body by the Spirit of God that dwells in that little lady, that beautiful little lady, that the Spirit of God would quicken life in that body and bring it to health. You know, we think about the blood of Jesus that's our healing, and that's true. But the Spirit of God quickens our bodies. Quickens, because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And who is this Holy Spirit? It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. I'm telling you, that's power. That's power. That's power. That's power. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead in silence. It was in absolute absolute silence. No one was there. But God himself, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit raised up that dead body to be a life-giving spirit. And that same Holy Spirit dwells in you. Me too. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And sometimes there are manifestations of the Spirit, okay? Sometimes when I pray over people, people say, your hand is as hot as an iron. And sometimes there aren't manifestations of the Spirit. We do it by faith. We do it by faith, whether there be a manifestation or not a manifestation. And I love my friend Dan. You know, Dan was one of the men that helped 9/11 as a fireman. Good guy. Dan is a good guy. He's a very good guy. And he says, Father Tom, when you pray over me, your hand is like a hot iron. And then I touch my hand, it's cold. So isn't that wonderful? You know, but you don't need these manifestations. If God gives them to you, isn't that nice? Wonderful. But the point is, it's that Spirit that dwells within us. Which means, if you are a believer and you have given your life to Jesus, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Isn't that wonderful? And you know what the Spirit of God wants to do? Wants to come out. He wants to come out. He wants to have a coming out party. Most of us bottle them up. We bottle him up. He wants to come out. Do you hear what I'm saying? He wants to come out. That's what he wants to do. And, you know, he comes out when we exercise our faith, when we start believing, when we start praying over people, when we start telling people who Jesus is and that he loves them and that he's got a plan for their life. Listen, I've had people sit in front of me. They sat in front of me, you know, years and years. You know, after a while, you have to tell them, you know, don't bother to come anymore if you're not going to be doing something for people, if you're not going to bring the gospel to people. Don't bother to come because, you know what, you're just wasting time. Why does the Lord want to instruct us? He wants to instruct us to send us out. He wants to bless us to send us out. It's not about me. It's not about you. He wants to instruct us and bless us to send us out. And, you know, that Spirit doesn't want to be bottled up in you. Wants to come out. Wants to come out. And that's when you use your faith. You start praying with people. I learned that a long time ago. I learned that when I was 22 years old. People would talk to me about their troubles, and I would put my hand on their head and pray the best way that I knew how. Not that I pray any better now. No one taught me to do that other than listening to tapes. I would listen to tapes and they would say, you know what, if you're afraid to pray over people, when you talk to people on the telephone and they start pouring out their hearts, then you begin to pray with them. They don't even know how scared you are. You just pray anyway. If the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he wants to quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. And he wants to come out and bless people. That's what he wants to do. And you're the only one that bottles him up or lets him out. Last night we had a praise service. You know, it was wonderful. And the Lord gave me a word. Listen to the word he gave me. Step out, step out, step out, step out, step out, step out. Because if you don't step out, you're going to be in the same place in 3 years. But no, not even the same place. You know why? Because love is dynamic, and you'll be far lower than you're supposed to be. Then Scott came in from a happening that he went to. I said, what was the message? Step out. That was the message. I had just given that message. I had just given that message. He was there for 4 days. What was the message? Step out. Step out in faith. Step out in the name of Jesus. Step out. Do something. Pray with people. Step out. Do things that you never did before. Listen, I just said the same thing. It was the same Spirit. Same Holy Spirit. Same God telling us the same thing. But you see, who's going to do it? That's the issue. You know, you can hear God's messages all the time. But if you don't do it, nothing happens. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Remember God's spell? First you got to read it, then you gotta heed it. You never know when you're gonna need it. Yeah, first you've gotta read it. Then you have to heed it, then do it. Because you never know when you're gonna need it. That's right. So when you hear the word of God, and the Lord is calling you to do something, you've gotta hear it, and then you do it. And you say, well, you know, I'm not able. Well, no one's able. Only He is. I'm not worthy. Well, no one's worthy. Only He is. But the only hands He has are yours. So the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. That's the powerful Holy Ghost. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not of the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. You know what? The works of the flesh will bring us death. The works of the flesh will bring us death. That's right. You want to lust after food. You want to lust after money. You want to lust after power. You want to lust after sex. You want to lust after drugs. Oh, yeah. It will bring you death. It will bring you death. If the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your bodies. And we are debtors not of the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, we are going to die. But if you live according to the Spirit, you shall live. If you mortify the deeds of the flesh. Listen to the next one. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit? You know, this is what I say, you know. Lord, listen to me now. I don't care how I'm led by the Spirit, whether I know something specifically and God calls me to do it, and I do it, or whether I go in through the back door. I have no idea what God's calling me to, but I enter in through the back door, and I do what He's calling me to do, not even knowing that I'm doing it. I don't care how it happens. I want to be led by the Spirit. I do. I want to be led by the Spirit. Because as many are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. I want to be led by the Spirit in little things and in big things. I want to be led by the Spirit. When the Spirit of God tells me to give something, I want to give it in the name of Jesus. When the Spirit of the Lord tells me not to give something, I don't want to give it in the name of Jesus. When the Spirit of the Lord tells me to go someplace, I want to be there in the name of Jesus. If I do not hear the Spirit of the Lord and I'm supposed to be someplace, Lord, get me there without me knowing it, without me thinking that You want me there, as long as I get there. That's the way it is. I want to be led by the Spirit whether I know it or not. And sometimes I have no idea that I'm being led by the Spirit until the things begin to happen. Sometimes I have no idea I've been led by the Spirit until things begin to happen. You know, it's those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And there's nothing like being led by the Spirit. I was led by the Spirit to start a radio ministry. It is the Lord's radio ministry. It is not my radio ministry. I am just the preacher. I need the inspiration of God. If I don't get the inspiration of God, I quit. I was led by the Spirit. I was led by the Spirit to expand the radio ministry. I met people in Nantucket. And we began to talk, and she had someone that was a general manager in St. Louis, and that's how I got to St. Louis. I was led by the Spirit. Then somehow we got to Albuquerque, and I heard from somebody today from Albuquerque. As a matter of fact, I'm preaching this way because of the letter that she wrote me, telling me how I encourage her. So I said, let me do some more encouraging today. Oh, then we got led to Arizona and other places. You see, we were led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. And so all these people hear these broadcasts. they hear these broadcasts. And if you're not in Boston, you can always listen to us live at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, WROL Radio. See, I have people listen to me in Colombia. You know, we were led by the Spirit. Thank God. Isn't that wonderful? Thank God. Touching people would never know we're touching. Received a letter from a man today. He left the Catholic Church when he was a college student. Had an experience of God. Now the Lord is calling him back. He's from Arizona. And the Blessed Mother is calling him back to be a deacon. I don't know if he will be, but you know what? You know, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. But what was the connection to come back to the church? Because he listens to me on radio. I'm the Catholic priest. Or he prays the rosary in Arizona before me. I don't know. But you see, when you're led by the Spirit, things begin to happen that you don't even know that they're happening. How do I know these things? Got a beautiful letter from Eric in prison. You know, we'll say he's in California. You know, beautiful letter from this Californian prisoner. I'm just going to tell you. You know, here I am preaching the Word of God, and this guy in California is so blessed. Those that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. They're the children of God. They're the sons of God. And you know what? It's easy to be led by the Spirit if you want to pay the price. If you want to pay the price. It's easy to be led by the Spirit if you want to pay the price. That is to live by faith. That is to allow God to do whatever he wants to do with you. It's easy. But it's costly. Because it means every time I do what the Lord wants me to do, I have to say no to myself, but yes to him. And that's costly sometimes. Sometimes it's very joyful. Sometimes it's costly. I think of the martyrs who gave their life for Jesus and who today will give their life for Jesus in the Middle East, in Egypt, in China. I think of the martyrs in Japan that gave their life for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not an easy thing. For some it was joyful, but for others they did it. They did it. They gave their life for Jesus. The ultimate was the giving of their life. You know what it says in the letter to the Hebrews? We have not yet come to the point that we have shed our blood for Jesus. Not yet. Before we can shed our blood for him, we have to start living for him. Before we can shed our blood for him, we have to be led by the Spirit. I got a call today, okay? I'm going to give you the call that I got. And I'm not trying to scare you, okay? Last night I was thinking, before I went to bed, about earthquakes. I was. Because earthquakes are in the news, Japan, you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking about my house, I said, because we have earthquake insurance. So today I get a call from a friend of mine, and he says, I've been having dreams that we're going to have an earthquake in Boston. So what do we do with that? We pray in the name of Jesus that this be canceled by the power of the blood. That we speak to the earth in the name of Jesus now that this earth not be so tense. If it has to happen, that nobody get hurt. God never does allow something to happen without sharing it with his prophets. Now, I don't know if this person's right on or right off, but you know what? I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. But what we do need to do is to pray. So I tell you, you don't have to be afraid, but you can pray. We're canceling that earthquake in the name of Jesus. We cancel it by the power of the cross. And if it has to happen, let it be lessened, 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 lessened. So maybe the guy was completely off base. You know what? I want to bring it to you, not to worry, but to pray. That's all. Not to worry, but to pray. And if he's wrong, isn't that wonderful? If he's right, we have the ability to cancel it, and if God doesn't give us that ability, we have the ability to lessen it, that nobody gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? Those that are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. They're the sons of God. Now, it could be, you know, everybody's hearing about earthquakes, Japan having all these terrible earthquakes. Poor Japan. Poor Japan. Poor people. But if someone calls me that, and this person is not crazy, I listen to it, I pray, and I said, I'll let people know. That's all. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, and I'm going to forget about it now. Those that are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. That the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and he wants to come out. If you're led by the flesh and live by the flesh, you're going to die. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're a son of God. Verse 15, chapter 8, Romans. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to be afraid and be fearful. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You have not received a spirit of fear. You've received the spirit of adoption. You have been adopted into the family of God through faith and baptism. You have the divine life radiating in you. You are a partaker of the divine nature by grace. You are a partaker of the divine nature by grace. That does not mean you are divine. That means that you are a partaker of the divine nature by grace. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross and you were plunged into the waters of baptism. And as you believe, you have the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in you. And you are a partaker of the divine nature by grace. This is real. If we only knew the dignity of what it is to be a Christian. The dignity that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. That you're a partaker of the divine nature by grace. That you belong to the children of God if you're led by the Spirit. That the Father, we can call him Abba, 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 like Jesus. Abba, Abba, Daddy, Papa, Papa. Spirit of adoption. God has only one natural son. His name is Jesus Christ. The rest of us are adopted children of God. Adopted. But then we have the same spirit within us, the same bloodline, so to speak, as Jesus. This is beyond talking about. This is too much. This is too much to believe, but it's real. It's real. It's real. That's why we're all so living below our potential. We're all living below our potential because we don't use the faith that God has given us to step out, to step out, to step up, to step out, to step out. We don't use that faith. We just kind of sit down and say, what am I? Who am I? What can I do? I'm so, whatever, stupid old. No, no, no. He will use you if you want to be used, please. He loves you so much. You read Romans 8 tonight, okay? It's beautiful. It's so encouraging. So encouraging. And if you really want to find it in context, you read Romans 7. And then Romans 8. Romans 7 paints a dark picture. until the last verse. You know what the last verse is? Wretched man that I am, who shall save me from this body of death? Listen to it. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Thanks be to God, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Listen, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I also need to tell you today at 3 o'clock we'll be praising God at the rectory, and you are welcome to come at 3 o'clock tonight. There will be a 7:30 Mass followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. That's tonight, okay? So I want to also tell you we will be at the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday. Let people know. We'll be there at 7:30, the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday. Again, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. I thank God that He has been so faithful all these years. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Did you know that those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God? Be led by the Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.